It's Greg, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and the forecast from Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Yes, again this morning, it feels pretty nice out there this morning. And the nights and the mornings are nice. Now it's a little warm in the afternoon. I mean, we had 90 today, or 90 yesterday. I think we'll be around 90 today. Very tolerable humidity, though, if that helps. Helps a little. Mostly clear tonight, overnight low 65, and I think we're dry today. And I think we'll be around 90 again tomorrow and Friday. Risk of some spotty showers, we hope, as the next front approaches. This would be later on Friday night, probably after those high school games. So overnight Friday night into early Saturday, there could be a few spotty showers. I hope. High Saturday, 82. Some really nice air behind this next front. Low Sunday morning. How does 53 sound to you on Sunday morning right around dawn? That just sounds great. Hey, are you going to Talladega? Looks perfect for race weekend, including the big cup race on Sunday with a high temperature around 78 and a nice breeze and blue skies. Right now, this morning, a few scattered clouds. Northeast winds at 5 miles per hour. Temperature 68 at 703. Plumbing by Lukewire. You know I'm a big fan. They'll take care of everything. You know, not just the broken pipes. They'll take care of... they have installed a water heater for me. They've done it all. They're licensed. They're bonded. They're fully insured. They've taken care of garbage disposal issues. They just this week, they took care of some problems in the master bathroom, problems that I had called about, and then they've discovered another issue that was about to become a big issue. They're very professional at Plumbing by Lukewire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call. Let Conrad Misseldine and his experienced crew of professionals take care of you. 264-9666. You can also visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
At 704.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we had a problem out the Troy Highway earlier this morning. A vehicle fire had all four lanes blocked, but we are getting back to normal out there. The Boulevard picking up some business. A lot of cars, but no accidents. I-65 busy this morning, but no accidents there. The 31s are looking good out of Wetumpka and Prattville, but we are picking up some cars as we move through the morning. Don't forget, the school zones are in effect now for a little bit this morning. Watch out for the kids. Hey, when you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services
to
be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the law.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Mayburn Harrell, we hope you are ready to play the name game. You have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. Mayburn Harrell.
Mayburn.
And when you do, you will qualify for
War Eagle.
A $1,000 gift certificate to Dylan Rings.
Yay!
If you want to play the name game, you've got to go to newstalk931.com and throw your name in the hat. Just click on the name game banner. This is week 3 of 5 fantastic prizes for you to qualify for and win. And Mayburn Harrell, you're up. You have until the end of the hour. Got some real excitable people in the studio this morning.
You know.
Adorable.
You do it
too. Incorrigible.
Everybody has their own take, don't they? I'm going to post a story on Facebook.
Is it kind?
Most of mine are.
Is it kind?
Kind of what?
Kind of what?
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 Some are thought-provoking, yes.
Is it kind?
Please continue.
Is it safe?
I don't know if I want to continue now.
Please do. Don't let me derail the show.
Oh, no. You would never do that.
I've had the privilege of riding in the Goodyear blimp more than once. I actually got to fly it back in the 80s. And that was the benefit of being in TV. I wonder what it's like to be in the, what's the blimp rodeo when they, you know, catch all those landing lines and tie it down and stuff? So I called them and asked, and they said, yeah, come on out, we'll take you for a lift, and then we'll show you how we corral it at the end of the flight.
Mm-hmm.
And I did some really interesting, so they, at that time, they allowed me to sit in the pilot seat and fly it. It was controlled, the nose up and down was controlled. We were like sitting in a wheelchair. You move the wheel forward, the nose would dip, pull it back, it would come up a little bit, and then you could steer it with your feet because the pedal on the left took it to the left and right. It was really cool.
Huh.
And
go ahead, finish it.
No, it's one of the safest flying experiences you'll ever have.
Is it quiet? Have. Is it really quiet?
No.
No.
I did a whole, well, on WLS, I did an entire show from the SeaWorld blimp, and that was one of the toughest shows I've ever done because
it's loud.
The window is open.
Oh.
And you can hear, you know, there's propellers on both sides.
Oh.
So it's really loud.
It's because it looks like it's just drifting south.
Yeah, it looks like it's just floating along.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I went up in the Wind Creek, blimp.
I remember that.
Yeah. You flew over Montgomery, over Biscuit Stadium and everything else.
Do you remember in Naked Gun, the blimp lines, he's talking, they're at dinner and he's talking to Priscilla, and she said, how did your wife die? He said, oh, it was a terrible blimp accident.
Yeah, right.
New Year's Eve over the Orange Bowl. And she said, good year? He said, no, it was the worst.
I remember that. You recited that brilliantly, by the way, from memory. The coolest thing about it, though, is you feel so safe because it's usually about 2,000 feet in altitude, no higher than that. And it moves about 35 miles an hour. So you get a nice, slow aerial view of what you're looking at.
It does look lazy.
But as tough as it was to do a show, the coolest thing I've ever had happen.
It's that people were flashing.
I said, let's go over my neighborhood. My listeners knew I lived on the southwest side. And I said, we're coming your way, Pops, to 77th and Trip. And if you're in that flight path, come out in your backyard and shine a flashlight up at us. Thousands of them. Thousands of little yellow lights shining
cool.
up at the blimp. That was
so
really cool.
Good.
And then we rocked the ship a little bit when we got over my dad's house. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was neat.
Nice.
But you'll be able to stay in the blimp as an Airbnb, but you won't get a ride. $150 a night. You can take a look at the pictures. That'll be on Facebook shortly. At 7:09 on News Talk 93.1 FM, we got your news, and then Random Facts is next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A historic night for the city of Montgomery as Stephen Reed is elected mayor. He will be Montgomery's first African-American mayor. Reed defeated business owner David Woods in the runoff election. Woods says at this time he doesn't plan to pursue any other political offices. C.C. Calhoun defeats Phyllis Harvey Hall in the race for City Council District 5. Calhoun will replace City Councilman William Green. Aronde Mitchell defeats John Dow in the race for City Council District 6. The runoff for Montgomery City Council District 3 is still too close to call. Less than 10 votes separate incumbent Tracy Larkin and Marche Johnson. Provisional ballots will now be counted. Mayor-elect Stephen Reed and the City Council will be sworn into office on November 12th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Fox Tonight. America and the critics agree. The Masked Singer is TV's number one show.
Amazing!
And no matter how big you think this week's four new celebrities might be,
this is an accomplished performer.
You brought it!
Think bigger. Get ready for a performance that will have everyone saying,
we just witnessed greatness.
Oh! The new Masked Singer, followed by the new hit drama, Almost Family.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Today is October 9th, Moldy Cheese Day. Wait a second, aren't most cheeses just some type of mold? Don't they make cheese in molds? So today, I should be wishing you a happy Moldy Mold Made in Molds Day.
What?
And now...
He may not cut the cheese, but he cuts a great edition of...
Random.
What did you want? I mean, I was trying to think of different types of cheese, like cheddar and mustard and... Not, I wasn't inspired.
You did pretty Gouda.
Hey!
Gouda!
Jay Scott, everybody.
Gouda!
How about that?
Please clap.
Yes, please clap.
Gouda. Did you know it took, well...
3 segments yesterday to do random things.
Right, yeah. So. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the BBC series Doctor Who.
Yes, I know about it.
All right.
I'm not familiar with Doctor Who, but I am familiar with Doctor Who.
That's on BBC Two.
Did you, are you familiar with what the TARDIS is? Do you know what the TARDIS
is?
It's
the blue, the blue call box.
Yes, it is. It took 6 years to trademark the TARDIS from Doctor Who. Now, you'd have to look this up, look it up, but... the move to trademark was met with resistance from the Metropolitan Police because the time travel machine is essentially a police box from the 1960s.
Uh-huh.
Police box.
Yeah. After winning the case, the police were ordered to pay £850 plus legal costs once they won the trademark lawsuit. Did you know? The St. Louis Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go Cardinals.
Game 5 tonight, Rich.
Yes, sir.
Baseball fans.
In fact, 2 game 5s tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
The St. Louis Cardinals were named after the color, not the bird.
Oh.
Well, they do have a cardinal on their...
They do, yeah.
Sitting on a perched on a baseball
They do.
Bat.
But
they
I don't
do.
Believe that was their original. I think that... I'm not sure when that developed.
It's the greatest color, red, in the world. I love... I have actually some...
I prefer crimson, sir.
Cardinals around the house. Roll cardinal.
Yeah, cardinals are beautiful birds, too.
They have one that hangs around the back here. I see him at the thinking stoop.
Got one in our backyard, too.
Let's see. I'm looking here. In 1899, the St. Louis National League team was known as the Perfectos. This was the result of a major effort in what is now known as rebranding. In its previous incarnation as the St. Louis Brown Stockings, the team had finished the 1898 season with a 39-111 record. Also part of the league park. Let's see. Frankenstein. Boy, this is a long little article about the...
Brown Stockings.
The Cardinals, yeah. In 1899, Frank and Stanley Robinson, who owned the Cleveland Spiders, took over the St. Louis franchise and transferred many of their stars, including Cy Young, to the new team. They also changed the team's uniform to white with red trim and red and white striped stockings. Later that summer, a columnist for the St. Louis Republic reported that he overheard a lady in the stands pronounce the new uniforms a lovely shade of cardinal. He was so charmed by the lady's grasp of color names that he began referring to the team as the Cardinals. And it was because of the color, not...
I wonder if they, you know, you've mentioned in Random Facts some different brands, like Reese's, that orange color, that's mm-hmm. patented, right?
It is, yeah, they've trademarked that color.
I wonder if the Cardinals have copyrighted or patented their particular red.
I don't know.
You know, since we're talking about how long that team has been around, mm-hmm. you know my favorite fact. When the Little Bighorn was going on, when the battle was going on, there was a no-hitter being thrown in St. Louis that day.
Wow.
In Major League Baseball.
Yeah, you would think that would be a separate era.
From that team. But yeah, you think of Cowboys and Indians. And
isn't it true that baseball took a big leap forward during the Civil War because the soldiers were figuring out how to play it? I've read that somewhere.
It wasn't in a league of their own.
Interesting.
What a stupid movie.
Best baseball movie ever.
Just a little outside.
Dumbest. What a waste of time that
it
was.
It was not
You're still crying at baseball.
It was not a waste of time. That was a good film.
And they picked on, of course,
Cleveland. Did you know?
I wonder how they got Gina Davis's teeth to look that big.
Why?
Why would you be upset about that?
We're going into three segments again. Did you know?
So it's
Muchu Chihish.
Why do you do this to yourself?
It's our name of the hour. You have till 8 o'clock.
Muchu Chihish.
54-77.
Muchu Chihish is a mountain in Pakistan.
Oh.
It is very remote, and it is very difficult that even if there were no restrictions to climb it, no one has ever reached the summit.
But there's restrictions, you say.
There are restrictions, yes.
Like, don't touch this mountain.
But people, even with restrictions, people still would try to climb it, but nobody's still been able to
reach the summit.
There are still unclimbed mountains that exist. Did you know that all audience members, every single one of them on Judge Judy, are paid actors?
You are freaking kidding
me.
No.
All the audience members, now this is with some exceptions, obviously, because some of the people who do the cases probably have some family that come in, but all the audience members on Judge Judy are paid actors, and in order to be able to attend a taping of the show, you have to be a member of the Screen Actors Guild.
Oh.
Man.
They're unioned.
What a statement on your career if you go to audition to be an audience member on Judge Judy and they turn you down.
I would have done that.
I was up for audience member 29.
Yeah. Third bench. Blew it.
This is not true, by the way, of the People's Court.
The People's Court has the best, like, little intro that bum bum bum.
You know what? What do you do with your day all day? Because so far we know you watch Ellen and Judge Judy and People's Court.
Are you asking me what I do with my day?
Yeah.
I'm not even trying to hear that right now. I work all day.
Well, you got time to watch Judge Judy and People's Court?
You know, I did it back in the day. Greg. But, you know, I'm familiar with stuff that's going on. I try to stay in the loop with things. I work until 3-ish here, and then I go on and do other things.
They are so popular.
Glad you did
those,
that.
Those judge shows,
oh, I know
all,
that.
Every one of them are so.
Because I was out of here like 3:04 yesterday, and your car was nowhere to be found.
I had to go vote.
Oh, that was it.
Oh. Okay.
I needed to leave.
Sure.
4 minutes early for that.
I figured that.
Then I got stuck in traffic on Perry Hill.
Polls close at 7. You might want to get out a little early today to go.
I had a lot of stuff going on. My sister's coming to town, so I needed to cook dinner last night and make sure the house was prepared for her. She's my sister.
You had to come up with these excuses, so
you
that's
know what?
Fine.
I'm going to slap you in the face.
I get you being busy.
Anyway, I voted.
Good.
Did you know that until 2016, Michael Caine's legal name, or Michael Caine, his legal name was Maurice McElwhite.
That's fun.
He kept that name until 2016, which is rather recent. He legally changed it to Michael Caine because of the rise in airport security checks. Airport security guards know him as Michael Caine, but his passport had a different name, which made him wait for hours while they went through and checked all that stuff. So he got his name legally changed. All right, we're going to take a breakdown here.
That's what we're going to do.
Ba-da-da.
To stop first four.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. And if you find that your coworkers cause you a pain in your neck or your backside and you need to go have it worked out, you need to go see Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Now, all jokes aside.
There's no cure for you.
All jokes aside. I welcome these pains in my neck from my coworkers. No, seriously, though.
We'll always be here for you.
I've had some issues with my neck over the year or so, and the way Dr. Pasley has helped me through that, from going in and getting adjusted and then working on these exercises at home, has really relieved a lot of my pain. And I can't recommend them highly enough. And now, at Millbrook Family Chiropractic, they have Moss Therapeutics there for massage therapy. So, if you need to feel better, you need to get on the road to wellness, whether it's getting a chiropractic adjustment or getting nutritional guidance, give them a call, 285-8483, 285-8483, Millbrook Family Chiropractic, just a mile or so from I-65 on Highway 14 in Millbrook, and always available for you online at MilbertChiropractor.com.
Random Facts 2.0 in just a moment. 7:21.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic checking the inbounds for you. 231 out of Wetumpka looking good this morning. Highway 31 is clear. I-65 and 85 are busy, but they are accident-free. The Boulevard around the city looking good this morning. A lot of traffic, but no accidents to report. Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue inbound to downtown looking good this morning. Drive carefully, and remember, school zones are in effect for a few more minutes. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Dylan Rings and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, bienvenue à la parte, tu. Random. That was
fresh. Welcome to the second part.
I see that. You Googled that. Welcome to part two.
Did you?
The translation. I see
You weren't
that.
Supposed to say that, Rich.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's supposed to be like he just knows French.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's fluent in multiple languages.
Do it in Yiddish.
He's going to look it up.
He's going to translate English to Yiddish.
Okay.
And then put in, welcome to part two.
Well, it's spelled out in Yiddish.
Oh, my God. It's
Yiddish.
It's written in Yiddish. You can't even
But I think it... underneath the translation is bugger song
to sound like the Klingons in Star Trek.
Bugger song de tu.
Oi!
Yeah. Did you know?
Okay.
Actress Kim Basinger, or Basinger, as I've heard
Basinger.
It pronounced.
She's
heard
from
it different.
Georgia.
Basinger.
I've heard two different ways to do it.
She used to own a town there.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh.
She bought a small town in Georgia in 1989 to try and make it a tourist destination, but 5 years later, she sold it in bankruptcy.
What town?
What is the name of the town?
The name of the town is, and I wrote it down here for you, Braselton. It is in Gwinnett.
Gwinnett.
Gwinnett. It is in Gwinnett.
So it's outside of Atlanta.
Yeah. So.
Which is pretty much the whole state of Georgia is outside of Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, just outside of Atlanta.
Did you know that Japanese Olympic gymnast by the name of Kohei Uchimura, we'll just say a Japanese Olympic gymnast accidentally spent $5,000 on Pokemon Go during the Brazil Olympic Games?
Oh, man.
Accidentally.
How do you do that?
Oh, no.
You nickel and dime yourself to death, man. Oh, it's only a dollar. Dink, dink.
Right.
You do that enough. oh, it's only $2 this time, dunk, dunk, and it just goes.
That's crazy.
So, did you know the first snowboard was invented in 1965? It had a different name than snowboard. It was called the Snurfer.
Snow Surfer?
Yeah, it's for the snow and surfer part. Snurfer.
Snurfer.
Snurfer. Sounds like a character on Thundercats.
Thundercats go!
Snurfer. Did you know that James Lipton, the guy from Inside the Actor's Studio, his wife has a really weird name, Kadakai Turner Lipton.
Why have you done this to yourself? Yeah. Like this whole random facts, you can't pronounce the names of the crazy people.
Kadakai Turner Lipton, which is his wife's name.
What is it in Yiddish?
I don't know. Same.
Same.
She is known for portraying the model that plays Miss Scarlet on the cover of the board game Clue.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah.
Been a long time since I've looked at a Clue box, so I'm...
Well, let's look at the Clue box then. Clue board game. And let's look at the box here as we look at the images.
I think the angel keep Corey Kluber next year.
Oh, this is an updated one. I have no idea. Is it updated or is... Yeah, I don't know which one it would be from. Because is it this updated box?
Oh, probably not.
Probably not. Because
that person looks fake.
Those look like caricatures.
Look at that one.
Yeah, is it this one? I don't know.
Well, y'all just have to Google on your own time.
Yeah, there's so many versions of Clue. Here's the Simpsons Clue, the Scooby-Doo Clue.
The No Clue?
Yeah. The Harry Potter Clue?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of clues.
The Super Clue?
Yeah. Did you know Wang is the most common surname in the world?
Yep, I did know that.
Yep. That's, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Did you ever go through the Beijing phone book? It's ridiculous.
No, I can't say that.
The whole section of Wangs.
I can't say that I have.
And I really thought you would have pulled up the Austin Powers clip, but instead you just stared at me.
I had that focus group last night, and they don't want me to be predictable.
Oh.
Well, you're doing a great job today, then.
That's a total lie. Nobody said that. I just made it up for the moment.
And finally, did you know the Mariana Trench?
Yes. Yep,
that's the deepest... part of the Earth's surface.
Well, it is designated as a national monument of the United States.
Oh!
Of the United States, why?
How? I don't know, because isn't that in international waters?
Yes, yes, everything's
ours.
It's
also the deepest known spot.
Here we go.
Spot.
First comment. I was confused how the U.S. could declare this a national monument, but then found this quote. The United States could create this monument under international law because the maritime exclusive economic zones of the adjacent northern Mariana Islands and Guam fall within its jurisdiction.
Oh, because of the Guam technicality.
That's
okay.
Right.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
So there you go. Those are your random facts.
Yay!
Good.
No, don't just...
He looks at your text first. Don't worry. Then he looks at my handwritten note.
You get precedent, Rich. You've been doing it longer.
Seniority.
Yep.
It's a system.
And you've been sending me texts for a while.
Coming up, we'll have a rocket scientist of the day. Another reason to feel safe when you fly. In the meantime, I expect to find out very soon how Adams Drugs fares in the Alabama Retailer of the Year. Now, the great news is they're one of three finalists. And this is a big deal because there's many, many retailers throughout the state. And you have to meet the highest standards to qualify to even be considered for the award, and they are one of the three finalists. And it's not a surprise that they're being considered, because to me, they're the gold standard in customer service. So much so, I love saying this, but I go out of my way to go to my original location on Vaughan Road,
yeah,
east of Taylor, because I know everybody there. That's the thing, when you... Pick a location, and if you can hear us over the air, go to AdamsDrugs.net, find the one nearest you. Takes just a couple of minutes to get your insurance information online, and they can start taking care of your prescriptions immediately. you're going to appreciate the effort they make to not only get to know you, but to make you feel appreciated. Each store has any over-the-counter medication you might need, and pharmacists who are more than willing to stop what they're doing so they can consult you on which might be the most effective given symptoms and so forth. The gift shops, there's an ambiance and an air that is so local, so wonderfully old-fashioned. So I'm hoping, if you haven't tried it, if you want that personal service when it comes to you and your family's health needs, visit Adams Drugs. Find one near you at adamsdrugs.net. And good luck, gang. I hope you win the gold. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay Scott.
All right. Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the very first snowboard invented in 1965, but it wasn't called a snowboard. It was called something else. What was the name of the first snowboard?
All right, 272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. This being Wednesday, the new specials are out at Food Outlet, and we'll find out what those are. Right now, we just need a winner. 272-9228.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
You're having a fantastic Wednesday morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, and we're about to see that big push out of Prattville on I-65 southbound. Drive carefully this morning. No issues on I-65 or 85 at this time. Getting really busy on the Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue into downtown, but accident-free. The boulevard's looking good. Even the 31s out of Wetumpka and Prattville still doing great this morning. Drive carefully and smile. It's Wednesday. The number one selling car in America, the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6. That's Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Colonel, you better take a look at this radar. What is it, son? I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant
wang.
All right, it is 7:34 on News Talk 93.1 FM, and I wish I could sing her name. Cecilia,
don't break my heart.
Don't.
Oh.
What?
Don't
what?
Break my heart. Have the right answer.
I thought it was. Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, he changed
yeah,
the
yeah.
Lyrics.
I got you. The lyrics were changed.
I want her to be excited.
Hey, I'm sure you've never heard that before in your life, have you?
Never. Not at all.
So, the winning answer is...
Yes, snowboards were invented in 1965. What were they originally called?
They were snurfers.
What were they called?
Snurfers?
Yes. Snurfer. She said snurfer?
That's
oh, I thought I heard snowfer.
I heard snowfer.
But that's fine, snurfer. Yeah, no, snurfer. Yeah.
What is this, the Oxford Dictionary class here? That's I thought it was right on. That's what I heard.
Do you, Cecilia, do you know what it was in Yiddish? No, that's all right. Never mind.
Well, congratulations. You've won $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. Hang on. Jay's going to get you your certificate, and later on I'll let you know what the specials are this week. I know this.
Thank you.
You can start with 2 pounds of New York strip and still have money left over from a $10, $4.65 a pound. Let's say good morning to the folks who didn't get through, like Keith from Santuck.
Good morning, guys. I hope you have a great day.
And we wish you the same, my friend. Thanks. Thank you so much. Let's give a big Warhawk welcome. He was part of our focus group last night. Master Thesbian. He did this live for everybody, too. They got a big kick out of it.
Yeah, I did. And they were like, how do you do that? Well, if I were on a snowboard, they'd be calling it death on the slope, not surfer.
Yeah.
Because I'm not coordinated. I tried skateboarding when I was a teenager. It did not turn out well.
I love skiing, but snowboarding was not for me.
I'm from Ohio, and I've never been skiing or snowboarding.
Well, I'm one of those people that has a good, healthy fear of hurting myself. So that's one of the reasons why I haven't tried, you know, skiing or snowboarding, because I know I'm going to get on it and something's going to break.
Right. Yeah. No, I got you, man.
Y'all have a good day.
You too. Appreciate the call. Serena, good morning to you.
Good morning. Just wanted to say good morning, not hang up, and I hope y'all have a wonderful day.
And we wish you the same at 7:36.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
I'm just reading some of your messages here on Facebook. Everybody seems to be excited about this second cold front, the one that arrives this weekend. And then there's another one the following Tuesday night, in other words, a week away, and then there's another one around October 22nd, and each one delivers somewhat cooler air each time. For today, a very warm day after this nice, comfortable start. Tolerable humidity, though, high around 90. Mostly clear tonight. I think the overnight low temperature, again, is very comfortable at 65, but tomorrow and Friday, we're up around 90 again. Risk of some spotty showers, perhaps, late Friday night into Saturday. We would love some raindrops, but, like the last front, it looks like the line of showers kind of disintegrates by the time it gets to us. But the cold front over the weekend, well, Saturday's high, I've got it at 82 with a nice breeze. Sunday morning's low at 53. Wow, would that be great? That's jacket weather. And then another cold front the following Tuesday night, and some of the numbers late next week are just spectacular. You want to see them? Check out my morning video. Right now this morning, 68 degrees, northeast winds at 5 miles per hour, 737.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Our rocket scientist today coming up. Before we get there, let's do this one more time.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Mayburn Harrell, you have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. And when you do that, Mayburn Harrell, you will qualify for a $1,000 gift certificate to Dylan Rings. Part of the name game.
738.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
There are encouraging signs about the trade talks to begin tomorrow with China's negotiators in Washington, D.C. Reports say China is open to a partial U.S. trade deal, and also that China has offered to increase its purchases of U.S. agricultural products by 50%. The Pop Chips potato chip brand has been sold to BMG Partners, which also owns Kind Bars and Pretzel Chips. The investment firm will create a new company led by Pop Chips. It'll be called Velocity. There have been reports of problems with Tesla's smart summon feature, and now Consumer Reports is calling it glitchy and criticizing it as working only intermittently. Smart summon on the Model 3 is supposed to let you use your smartphone to call your car to pick you up. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
The IRS has the power to take your property, garnish your wages, and even send you to jail for back taxes and unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to kick in your door. Call Kick IRS today. At Kick IRS, we protect you from bank levies, wage garnishments, and asset seizures. No matter how much you owe, Kick IRS will resolve your tax debt and kick the IRS out of your life once and for all. Call Kick IRS right now at 866-KICK-IRS. That's 866-KICK-IRS. Or visit us on the web at kickirs.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A historic night for the city of Montgomery as Stephen Reed is elected mayor. He will be Montgomery's first African-American mayor. Reed defeated business owner David Woods in the runoff election. Woods says at this time he doesn't plan to pursue any other political offices. The runoff for Montgomery City Council District 3 is still too close to call. Less than 10 votes separate incumbent Tracy Larkin and Marche Johnson. Provisional ballots will now be counted. And CeCe Calhoun defeats Phyllis Harvey Hall in the race for City Council District 5. Calhoun will replace City Councilman William Green. Aronde Mitchell defeats John Dow in the race for City Council District 6. Mayor-elect Stephen Reed and the City Council will be sworn into office on November 12th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours. which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
The Capital City Club invites you to the first ever Fur Ball. Enjoy a night dressed to the nines as you celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The twist? Hidden paw prints. This event is open to the public with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery and join us for the Fur Ball, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
This is Zach with Bright County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
A rocket scientist sometimes is somebody who does something genuinely clever.
Okay.
Or something that's so stupid. What a rocket scientist. And we have somebody kind of in between today.
Right.
Generally, though, let's assume that if you know that you're very ticklish in the feet, going for a pedicure is probably not a good idea. Listen to this.
All right. Okay. All right.
You have to look at your own foot.
I can't look.
Keep it like a person would keep their foot.
Oh, this one is. Oh, wait.
You have to see.
What a laugh. That was an emergency broadcast system.
Sorry.
Oh, I can't do it.
Wasn't that cute?
Adorable.
Second place was, let me just say this. Be glad you live in the good old USA. Because you can go to the store and get as many Flamin' Hot Cheetos as you want. But if you try to take them to another country, TSA will stop you. It's somebody with 20 bags of those.
Really?
All of them had to be opened and inspected by the TSA. Because that's why we wanted the government to form that agency.
Because we don't want
Flaming Hot Cheetos blowing up. Yeah.
I'm a horrible Secret Santa for participated in this online group to do Secret Santa. And the guy I got, I looked through his stuff and I didn't know what to get him and I waited too late. And the last thing that I noticed was that he likes Flamin' Hot Cheetos. So I went to Amazon and I shipped him cases of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Because I thought, okay, here we go. Just send him. And I'm pretty sure he hates me. He doesn't know who I am, but I'm pretty sure he hates it.
Oh, it's that secret of a Santa.
Yeah, it doesn't know. Yeah, it's a whole
so
internet
when group. So when you know somebody who's, let's say, got a birthday coming up fairly soon, and they don't tell you a damn thing about themselves, and you want to get them a nice gift, but...
And you don't like them.
He's healthy again because he's back to... He picks a spot, the face comes to the microphone, drops the bomb, goes away.
That's I know that. Mr. Rogers fact this morning was...
Stop, don't bring it back up.
I got to admit, that was something of a shocker. Before we head back to the traffic dungeon, see how things are moving this morning. Let's take a look at the new specials of Food Outlet this week.
It is Wednesday. New stuff.
I guess who's having fried bologna? You guys are.
Wonderful.
Oscar Mayer bologna is $1.25 for a one-pound package. This is where one of the items where I realized retail grocery stores, even big chains, are ripping you off. $4.99 for a pound of Oscar Mayer bologna. Come on. Ugh. Are you serious? That's what people used to buy to save money.
Hey, look at those tomatoes, 64 cents.
Well, BLTs next week for sure.
Mm, boy, it was so good.
Ooh, look at the eggs. Give us some egg math.
Today's National Egg Day.
The eggs. All right, you can get 2.5 dozen medium, sure, fine eggs for $3. 2.5 dozen is 30, so you can get 90 eggs for less than $10. 90 eggs. You know how many key lime pies that is? 14. And by the way, the Surefine brand of sweetened condensed milk is like $1.99 a can as opposed to $3 at the chain. So if you want to make a key lime pie, you can do that for less too. I got to get back into that groove. And yes, large tomatoes, 64 cents a pound. Those are vine ripe. And baby back ribs, $2.24. I mentioned New York strips, $4.65. All three locations, look, you want to save real money, go to Food Outlet. On Highway 14, not quite as often as they used to, Millbrook.
Not quite as often as they used to, Millbrook. That's a little bit long to put on the sign.
Had Mr. Rogers lived in Millbrook.
Then you put the mayor's name underneath that. $1.25 for Oscar Mayer bologna and Main Street in Prattville, west of 31. And, of course, Coliseum Boulevard, where the Bailey Grahams go flying every Sunday morning around 7:45. 7:48 right now.
Well, we're in the thick of the ride-in this morning. Very heavy traffic on I-65 out of Prattville, especially at Highway 143, where that intersects from Millbrook. But it is accident-free this morning and moving, as well as I-85. Highway 231 out of Wetumpka, busy this morning. The normal stops at Redland Road and Rifle Range got things backed up just a tad. Boulevard's looking good. Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue, busy inbound, especially at Federal Drive and Ann Street this morning. We are accident-free at the moment, so you guys all get a gold star this morning. Stay with us. We'll keep you updated on traffic throughout the morning. Thursday night is ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Saturday night, $5 chicken leg quarters, baked beans, and slaw night. That's the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Look at your phone, tablet, or computer. What's going on in there? Hard to say, but one thing's for sure. These things bring you things. Things like news, sports, interspecies animal friendships, or, you know, whatever you're into. But to get that stuff, you'll need an internet connection. One that's really fast with no data caps. One that's just $34.99 per month. Super fast internet from WOW. A company you'll love. Sign up today at WOWway.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Attention. Exciting news. Montgomery. 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel. Corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right. Big steak sale. 20 ribeyes. $30. Plus on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts. Also marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance, 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star State, EBT, and all credit cards accepted.
Barney the Dinosaur's weekly lesson is on unstructured activity. It's coming up in a moment, but first,
here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group. I got a message from Eddie Bader last night that said, Eddie needs listings. So, If you're looking to put your house on the market, whether it's in Millbrook, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, wherever in the Tri-County area, give Eddie Bader a call or a text. Maybe you don't like to talk on the phone. Maybe you like to communicate via text only or in snarky memes. You can do that with Eddie Bader.
Snarky memes.
Yep. 322-0662. Find Eddie on Facebook. Eddie Sells Houses is his tagline there. And you can see what he has listed. There's a great place on Larkin Lane in Bellhurst that's a beautiful home up for grabs. Up for grabs, I say. You know, if qualified and all that stuff. But Eddie Bader.
Up for grabs, I say.
Up for grabs, I say. Eddie Bader can walk you through all that, though. If you're a first-time home buyer, if you're looking for an investment property, or if you're looking for a retirement up at the lake, a retirement property just to enjoy lake life, Eddie Bader is the one to call. It's Better with Bader, Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group.
Thank you, Emily Hayes.
Well, you're welcome.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about unstructured activity. Children's free time is by far the best thing for your head start, or you'll find your parents are raising robots. Kids need time alone with their own thoughts to come up with what's called self-directed executive function. It means kids are supposed to play. If kids cannot think on their own, they'll need to be told what to do. Can't plan for themselves, they'll need their handheld. Living in their parents' hell until maybe they're 42. Your parents aren't doing you any favors by planning every minute of your day, kids. Tell them to go find lives of their own. Bernie loves you.
I hope Joey was listening.
That's okay, because they're going to replay it at 8:59.
Okay, I bet you are.
Not because I know it annoys him. I would never do that to a coworker. You know, that's just rude. As my dad, if I burped at the table when I was a kid, my father would say that's rude, crude, and unattractive.
What is your What would your father say about you burping into the microphone?
Good one, son. All right, just some odds and ends here because we don't have a lot of time, and I still haven't picked a conundrum yet. In fact, I think I lost the sheet on here.
Oh, already great. Lost it.
Well, come on now.
I remember you pulled it off the thing there.
I did. And I may have walked downstairs with it.
Let's retrace this path.
Oh, here it is. There it is. All right, survey show about... take a look at that. The average American eats 387 meals alone every year.
Okay.
That's in a way, that said, you had family dinners and stuff, right? Pretty much?
Oh, yeah, growing up. I mean, now I do a lot of meals by myself because I live alone.
Sure, but I think... The family dinner table is something that's kind of gone by the wayside because
you're right.
Phones and everything is so individual.
Hey, was it like this at your house? You better be there for supper, and that's what we called it, supper at 5 o'clock, or guess what?
You didn't eat.
You're out of luck.
The greatest example of that.
Your S-O-L, soul.
April 21st. I'm a soul man. Greatest gamma, April 21st, 1967. I have just scampered downstairs from my bedroom after seeing an F4 tornado that looked like it was about half a mile from our house. And I got to the bottom of the stairwell. My mother was in the kitchen. I said, shut the stove off. There's a tornado coming. And it's... My mother got all mad. Now I'm going to have to delay dinner. I said, Mom, we're all going to get sucked into the sky if we don't get in the crawl space. But that's a great example of how important and fixed that time was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes there could be family meals that would be contentious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, that's when we communicated with each other.
That's right.
Communication is the key to any successful relationship, be it a marriage, be it a relationship between a parent and a child. Or coworkers, I just feel like communication is key.
I remember the Beatles Flash in the Pan dinner, where my dad's saying they're not going to last. But then he became the biggest Beatle fan. But Flash in, remember that? He called the Beatles a Flash in the Pan. Bob Dylan said, why do you like him? His voice is terrible. He can't sing. Yeah, but Dad, you missed the point. It's the words and it's the music. And
my dad didn't talk much. I remember one time he let me know that the song El Paso by Marty Robbins, that
out in the West Texas town of El Paso.
But he told me that
is that Marty in here? That sounds exactly
for
like
a long
that.
Time. He would, after his work day when the city ended, he would go to his favorite, they used to call him Gin Mills,
yeah,
bar, and he would play El Paso over and over and over again. And that touched me that he would share that story with me. It also touched me that when Mom passed away and he had, you know, was trying to fill that void, he started paying more attention to music, and he became a huge fan of Annie Lennox.
Oh.
And the Eurythmics.
That's really interesting.
We did have a cassette player at the house, and I walk downstairs, and I'm listening. I hear Sweet Dreams.
Yeah.
I'm saying, is that the radio? Or the? He said, no, I went to the store and got that cassette. I love that girl. She's great.
Dad
She's great
turned
singer.
Me on to Sinatra, but we turned him on to the Beatles, and eventually he even became a big Buffett fan and stuff. And I was just
So my dad bought a Rockola. Which is basically a jukebox.
Right, yeah, sure.
And it was a Rockola, and it was in the house.
That is so cool.
And it had nothing but 45s in it. Mm-hmm. And so as a kid, for me, it was just I'd press buttons and watch the thing spin and pick up
that.
The record and put it on.
I love it.
I didn't care, but I'd have to wait for the song to finish to play my next selection to watch it do its thing.
Uh-huh.
So I heard, oh my God, 45s. What did I hear? The original version of Hard to Handle. Not by the Black Crows, but by whoever it was originally who
I'm
did that
to
song.
Think. I don't.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I know who that is.
And the thing that stuck with me was the label. I associated the song with what the label was on it.
Mm. Me too.
Otis Redding did Hard to Handle.
But all those hits that you grew up with, can't you just see the label, the Atco label?
Absolutely.
Or the Columbia
Tommy
label?
Tommy James, the orange and yellow roulette.
Yep, sure.
Mm-hmm. It is 7:58 before we take a final look at traffic and get to Fox News for the top of the hour. If you would look, I mean, think about this. Montgomery Island, when they first opened for business at the end of World War II, has been there through the entire history of progress as you work your way through prescription lenses to fashion lenses to contact lenses and the advancements there to disposable contact lenses. And then ultimately LASIK, which is the permanent fix to a vision issue. If you qualify, and by that I mean not all vision issues can be fixed with LASIK. So step one, if you're interested in getting rid of glasses and all the hassle that goes with them, call them at 271-3804. Make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. It's free. You could do it on a lunch break. This is a practice that has its